This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Jeff Van Drew on the show today. Our buddy Bill Donahue from the Catholic League about the Pope and J.D. Vance. And the Inquirer has a surprising guy that they say should be the secret star on Friday among the Eagles speakers. And if all goes according to plan, and I think it is, Dan, right, we're going to be right there at the foot of the art museum. Seems to be. If we can make it there, etc. So we'll have all that for you throughout the show. Just a little side, it's not the side question. Players will engage in profanity. I mean, Jason Kelce was electric, but there was a lot of profanity there. Are you okay with that for kids? I was thinking of putting that up on Twitter. I think most people are going to try to avoid the question, but deep down I think they would say for this, they might be. 855-839-1210. Or would you still object? How old does a kid have to be before you go, all right, yeah, it's a one-time thing, once in a millennia here, winning the Super Bowl. I remember when Chase Utley did it, though, and people went nuts because it was out of the blue. I mean, it was just gratuitous, and Utley had to know no one was prepared for that, and he went off. And I think the Phillies were kind of embarrassed, and it was a moment that everybody talked about. When Kelce did it, though, not as much. That's 2008 to 2017. You can see how times change. It will be interesting to see what happens on that. All right. I want to begin, though. Yesterday, well, Dawn and Dan were just talking about this obnoxious, a new star, this obnoxious Democrat from New Mexico, Stansberry. And something jumped out at me. I was prepared with this. I'm just ready for it. When she said, why are these people attacking our friends, federal workers, and all this money spent? You know why we're attacking. Not all federal workers. You know why we're doing it. We see them as out of control. They answer to no one. They refuse to come back from home into the workforce. They're overpaid. They're in the administrative state pushing papers and telling the rest of us what to do. Now, it's not just the average federal worker. It's the whole system. So that triggered my mind to yesterday. Donald Norcross, what a guy. Brother under indictment for everything in the world of insider type of stuff, up and down, multi-millionaire. And he's lecturing Trump and us yesterday about unions. Democrats sang the union song yesterday, too. I'll play you that. But I want to go back a few years. I'm not sure even how many. We had the idea, let's broadcast from the balcony overlooking the stock market. And I got to say to you, it wasn't exciting. There wasn't people running up and down, buy, sell, and all this. It was very digitized and not a lot seemed to be happening. I don't know if there's another place where it happens, Dan, but it wasn't crazy. I was with Steve Kardasko, who was our chief financial guy, financial guru. He still is. And he went nuts. Even more, before I could jump in, we had to almost restrain him. We had Congressman Shaka Fatah on. He hadn't gone to jail yet. We didn't know about everything yet, although we suspected it. And you're going to hear he and me, we're debating about the federal government, bloated, and all this stuff, just what we're talking about today. And he says something along the lines, I don't remember the exact phrasing. When you hear it, I'll hear it again. About
when there was an attack on New York, we didn't wait for the private sector to respond. It was the government. Those SEALs were government employees when they went in and killed bin Laden. So the government worked
Congressman, can I just interrupt, though?
With the private sector.
Okay, fair enough. But you know what, Congressman? When you call the SEALs government employees, I have to tell you, with our listeners, I would tell you that they're calling right now. They find that offensive.
Well, I don't think that the SEALs do when they get their paycheck.
You can't make this up, can you, Dan? Steve Kardasko is rabid. Ed Palatino, the then program director, and we had to calm him down. We had to put ice packs on him at that point. And he kept on doubling down. All the while, he was part of this corrupt empire here and went to jail, and so did his son, ultimately. So is he right about that? Well, technically. And when Democrats do this, they think they're slick, like this woman did and some of them did yesterday. This gets people enraged more. You mean to say a Navy SEAL or anybody in the military is the same as these pointy-headed paper pushers bothering us? How about those federal employees? Elon Musk was right about this. They keep the federal records like retirement in a mine shaft at a limestone factory in Pennsylvania. Dan, did you happen to see that in Royers, Pennsylvania? Henry, you happen to see it?
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. He was. I thought, oh, come on. This guy's going off. The kid's climbing up his back there. Hey, and by the way, I didn't think that Elon Musk was in the power position and Trump was not. I see Trump over there writing something. Yeah. Let him talk. He looked to me like a kid bringing in, guess what we did this week? And the teacher sitting at the desk just politely letting him rattle on. I didn't think he was in the power position. You know, when the person stands up, it doesn't mean they're necessarily in the power position. If I thought he was, I would say he was.
It looks like a classroom presentation.
Exactly. Because, Dan, you know what Trump did when I took that photo with him in the Oval Office? You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down at the Resolute desk with each one of us, and we had to stand at attention next to him. Now, I did see the viaduct in his head. And I was admiring, it was like the ancient Romans. How in the world does he possibly get the hair with all these? There's like chambers of turning and twisting. It's like a wave just in the back of it. You can't help but notice it. Yeah, I wasn't in the power position because I'm standing there smiling in the picture. Trump is sitting at the Oval Office. He's in the power position.
At the same time, though, he is on the same level as the child. So, you know.
I think it's like a classroom presentation.
YouTube.com/@1200WPHD. Take a watch.
And then we're told, this is actually, I think, a great anecdote, because we're told that the most number of people that could retire possibly in a month is 10,000. We're like, well, why is that? Well, because all the retirement paperwork is manual on paper. It's manually calculated, then written down on a piece of paper. Then it goes down a mine. And like, what do you mean a mine? Like, yeah, there's a limestone mine where we store all the retirement paperwork. You look at a picture of this mine. We'll post some pictures afterwards. And this mine looks like something out of the 50s because it was started in 1955. So it looks like it's like a time warp. And then the limiting factor is the speed at which the mine shaft elevator can move determines how many people can retire from the federal government. And the elevator breaks down and then sometimes, and then nobody can retire.
Well, the last part about the elevator, it was a little bit grandiose, but it was on point. It's a limestone factory mine. That's where they're keeping all of it underground.
Now we have finally a new reason to use this, Dom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who can make this up? And apparently everybody knew about it. Nobody said anything until we came along.
Steve in accounting has turned 72. He would like to retire. Can you help us out there?
Yeah, get Bloomberg on that. Yeah. A limestone mine. You see these guys going down in the elevator with miners' hats on. Let's put that retirement thing over here. Okay. So this idea that Democrats are going to glom onto it. Yesterday, union guy extraordinaire and this woman from Oregon, I think, they now think to get their base rallied up, they should drop the F-bomb on Trump. Now, a little backstory with Donald Norcross that I'm really proud of. This ingrate, this guy, at a Mannion event, wants to have a fist fight there. I told the story many times. I mean, who are these people? And does he really believe Norcross? You can come on the show, Donald. Does he really believe that the average union member, like the building trades guys that are Eagles fans that you're going to see on Friday, are they in lockstep with these people in the Pentagon? Are they really in lockstep with teachers' unions, or do they put up with it for, you know, added power? These people remind me, the Pentagon, the federal workers of the teachers' unions. I don't think these other unions support them. And the bottom line is this, Norcross maybe can't admit it. He's got to know it, though. Trump has broken through with many people that are in unions, not teachers' unions, not the federal workers' unions, but the actual union people who work hard as far as laborers, building trades and all that. Trump has broken through with them. So here is first Donald Norcross, the congressman from Camden, and this female from Oregon who was told she had 30 seconds, so she's got to drop the F-bomb on Trump. Is this effective for people? Are these people serious? Here's how it sounded.
Perfect summary of what we are about. Because you can't have one without the other. We are completely intertwined. And not coincidentally, but our country and our civil service are threatened by the very same people. A pro-apartheid South Africa billionaire that is determined to do to the United States what he did to Twitter. Turn it into an X-rated obscenity. What do you say about that? No! Now, only in America can you be called a business genius when you borrow and spend $44 billion and lost 80% of it. Trust me, he's no genius. And we are threatened by a president who thinks he's a king. Or maybe a mob boss. Or maybe both. And violates the law and the Constitution without a thought. Members of Congress, we ask you to stand up and support and defend the civil service and this country.
I mean, pause there just for a second, Dan. So this guy linking these federal employees and the country, as if the country says, if these people are at risk, I'm at risk from Trump. Could you really believe that? How do you wake up and convince yourself of that? I'm not saying they're hated. Well, maybe I am, but they're not something the country is going to get aroused by. All right, now we move on to Norcross and the woman.
Please stand up for your power of the purse and stop this president from canceling programs you authorized and funded you approved. It needs to stop. Members of Congress, support and defend the laws you enacted. Demand that the executive branch do the same and demand the executive branch uphold every collective bargaining agreement and enforce every single one of them.
All right. I still haven't heard Norcross here, though, Dan. Do we have him on the next?
Trying to find that, Dom. One sec. Here's another female as well.
I've been told I have 30 seconds, so I am going to tell you.
She's right after him, yeah.
That we do have to... I don't swear in public very well, but we have to f*** Trump.
Woo!
don't tell my children that I just did that. And then we're going to pass, probably not, but I have got the Stop Musk Act, which is my first bill.
All right. So we'll get to Norcross here. Also saying the same thing. That was the script yesterday. That's where we have to go. And then a rousing edition of the union song. All right. So they do they represent, is America actually going to be upset by this? And the blank Trump stuff, is that effective? Does that rally? Does that get people off their back? They're not doing enough here toward Trump? Or are these people just in a bubble, continuing to flounder around looking for a way to oppose Trump? Now, the smarter ones realize they have a better shot going after Musk. You can see that. Than they do going after Trump. So occasionally, they wander into that with Musk. But this idea that America is going to be roused by these federal workers and that all these union types are in this together, America's not going to be roused by them. They're not going to be roused by the teachers' unions. I blame the teachers' unions. You probably do for a lot of the stuff they did during COVID. You might like your kid's teacher, but the teacher unions type. We played you Betsy Pringle. We played you Weingarten. They're not rallying anything. They're anathema. They're radioactive to a lot of Americans, and so are the federal government employees. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that I need you to do is just push pound 1210. Now, let me give you the side question today. We're going to talk to Bill Donahue at 1230. A lot of action yesterday on Vance and the Pope. Today is National Tourism Day. So you got to think outside the box on this. Don't, you know, it's all in the compelling call. I think I have a couple that are pretty Philadelphia. We want to know, where would you take someone's coming from out of town? That you want to show them something unique, different, something really good about the Philadelphia area. Include the Jersey Shore in that and the suburbs, all right? Just so we give you a wide berth. Dan, I would say take them to an Eagles game is one that would be a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah,
a little bit different.
Expensive, though.
Okay. Now it's expensive. I'm thinking the cheaper
seats. You know what? Everything's
seats.
Expensive. Even my suggestion's really expensive now.
And I would say this is a grabber. Outside the box, but I took row there, I'll admit it, pretty crazy. The Mutter Museum. Over on 22nd.
Oh, yeah, you showed her a giant colon on your first
day. Yes, we did. Nice. It's over there at 22nd and Market. It's the Museum of Medical Oddities.
Yeah, take a look at this giant.
Yes. Okay.
No thanks.
It's all there. It's all there. All right, so the Mutter Museum, put that on your list. Give it a try. If you've been, you know what I mean. Dan, what's yours?
How about the Franklin Institute, Dom? I'm going to take that one off. And I really take it for granted because you grow up going there on field trips and such, but then moving out of the area, you go out to, you know, like Indiana and such, they don't really have anything like in the exhibits that were offered there, so bring the kids or bring the families to the Franklin Institute, but man, is it expensive now.
Yep, I can't even imagine. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so you guys took more Philly local. I'm going to take you on a trip to Chester County. How about that? Let's start in the north with a hidden gem that is St. Peter's Village. St. Peter's Village is built off of French Creek. It has a lot of giant boulders in this ravine that the town, you know, kind of lies across. It's very cool for taking your kids, exploring a little bit. There's a lot of woods to, you know, climb, travel through. It's a very nice experience if you've ever been there. And then we'll go south. We'll go a little weird here, get a little conspiratorial. There's an unnamed road, some call it Cosart Road, some people call it Devil's Road, out in the southern part of Chester County in Chad's Ford. It's called the Devil's Road. An interesting thing about this road is that all the trees bend away from the road in a very eerie manner. Single one down the whole thing. And allegedly, the house that is on this road is home to Satanists or the KKK or maybe even the DuPonts. Who knows? That's the rumor about this house, but no one really knows. Yeah, you know, those three, group those three together, right?
Well, that's one of my favorite stories when the DuPont guy went nuts with his own version of a tank and started firing away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't know what kind of crazy people are living on Devil's Road.
Okay. Those are good. Mr. Chester County. All right. That's what we're looking for. Also, this attack now on other Republicans, let's say it's Mitt Romney. Would it work making Mitt Romney a guy in a top hat who's anti-working people union? Sure. The broader thing is, after Trump, I don't see J.D. Vance or these other guys being able to beat this type of thing back. You know, you can kid yourself and say they can. This is the Democrats' whole card that they're playing. They can't do it with Trump. He's a different persona. He's bonded. I'm looking at a survey today, NBC survey. 42% of African-American males give Trump very favorable ratings. 42%. No Republicans coming near that. So he's broken through. And they still went back to the playbook yesterday. And they added the F-bomb to it. All right, 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Mark this one down. I just saw it breaking, and this is not going to stand. We got to put pressure on these people. Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Now, I don't know what the policy of Philadelphia Children's Hospital is. And by the way, I used to be the biggest cheerleader for them. Luke spent time in there. We told that story many times when he was 18 months. But their nonsense over so-called gender-affirming care, I'm off it. It's unforgivable. But Cincinnati Children's Hospital denies a child a heart transplant because that child isn't vaccinated for COVID due to religious beliefs. I don't have the age of the kid, but it's a child. So, you know, let's not get in the weeds here. I'm guessing 5, 6, 7 or younger. They can't do a heart transplant because that child is not vaccinated for COVID. Wow. This is the type of stuff that still we're seeing the remnants of this battle. All right, so here's Donald Norcross yesterday, Democrat, brother of George Norcross. Now keep that in mind, the brother, right? And their control of South Jersey and beyond. And their nerve of going after Trump is some kind of guy who's an oligarch or something. And I would say George Norcross is a pretty good king across South Jersey. And Donald Norcross opens up on, he's from Jersey, so he knows what Trump's about.
Thank you. Hey, hey.
Yeah. All right. All right, how we doing?
Thank you. Yeah.
Let me diverge, give you some happy news. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Oh. Go Birds.
Wonder if he'll be at the parade, Dan. Bring him over.
That worked. Well, listen, on behalf of the Labor Caucus, we want to say we are with you. We have Liz Shuler out there from the AFL. All working people are with you.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, from last month, I was a construction worker. I'm an electrician by trade. I work for the IBEW.
Yeah.
So why does that matter? Atlantic City, we had a guy called Donald Trump. We fought with him for 10 years. I can tell you, you can't make ugly pretty. And I'll tell you, I'm from Jersey, so I look a little differently. I say, fuck Trump!
Strong words there from Mr. Norcross, Tom.
Yeah, and blank Dom Giordano, too, and he's not 6'1". Where can I fight that guy? I wonder if he'll be at the parade, Dan. You know, your job would be to bring him over to where we are so we can get his take on the Eagles and also on Trump. Might happen. Who knows?
Now there's trouble busting in from
All right, so the Democrats ended singing a union song. Just want to play maybe 30 seconds of that and make a point about that in this spectacle yesterday. Here is the singing protesters, Cut 20.
1 sec, Dom. We're moving.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Take your time.
Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Once kept within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are
okay.
you on?
Got the flavor of it.
Now, which side are you on?
I like that. I like that about which this Democrat who led that. At least it's not phony. Which side are you on? I'll admit it. I mean, I like taking sides. I don't like this phony. You know, there are certain big things where we're not unified on. And we're certainly not unified with letting people continue to recklessly spend money to be putting up the battle to prevent an audit for the American people of sending condoms to Mozambique. It is now. We were wrong. It wasn't Gaza, but maybe Gaza, too. The USAID funded that terrorist that President Obama ultimately had blown up in Yemen. And I supported Obama for doing that. Scabby, yeah.
What is going on?
All right. Yeah, tell me which side are you on? There's nothing wrong with sides. Oh, we can't have that. We're supposed to be unified.
I wonder what side they're on.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. Which side are they on? What are they defending here? Even the unions, even so-called Donald Norcross working people, they support Trump. That's what the last election was about. Yeah, I mean, you can play all the union drapery you want. It's not working.
Are you on, okay. Boys? Which side are you on?
It's a good song.
Which side are you on, boys?
It definitely is a good song.
When Pete Seeger sings it, not this
well,
one.
But it's in context, too. Back in the day, a brutalization of laborers and all that, I think most people look at history and say, yeah, this was all wrong. That's why we had unions. What happened to unions, though? Well, they've lost their way, by and large. They're more like the teachers' union. They're more like the federal workers' unions. Those aren't legitimate gripes. What legitimate gripes are the teachers fighting for? To stay out of school longer during COVID? No.
Daddy was a minor.
Yeah, so Pete Seeger versus... They couldn't get Pete Seeger yesterday. They got Donald Norcross instead. Boy, it takes a lot to stand up there, given the Norcross background, and be attacking Trump. Let's go to Andy in Glassboro.
Which side are you on?
All right, Andy, which side are you on?
Which side, Andy, are you on here? Come on, buddy. What side are you on?
Well, I'm calling up in the People's Republic of South Jersey.
Yes.
And Donnie Norcross, unfortunately, is my congressperson. And for some reason, he believes that using the F word as a resident of New Jersey shows the high intellect that everyone in this state has.
Well,
and
yeah,
I mean,
wanting to fist fight at a solemn occasion for Travis Manion, that must be the Jersey way, too. I'm not a Jersey guy. I'm a Philly, South Philly guy, so I must have missed the memo
well,
on that.
As I was, Dom. But I'd like to relate a story, and I think it would be something for Mr. Norcross to take to heart. Many years ago, I had a son in my car, one of my sons in my car. We stopped pulling into my development, and a neighbor leaned in. He's a great guy, a really great guy. Very wealthy guy now as well, and he was self-made. And he started using the F word in every conceivable way. It was an adverb, a verb, an adjective. You name it, and my 10-year-old son sitting there, he starts to smile. And I look at this guy, and I said, John. And he looks at me, and he laughs. You know, and he's, hey, all right. So then I had a little discussion with my son, and I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with what he says. I says, Mr. So-and-so, I said, that's part of the vocabulary, and you're going to find that people use it. And there's a certain time to use it. But once you use it, always try to find some other way to say what you want to say for exclamation. It just shows your lack of intelligence. That's all. And I think that's what Norcross did there. He just shows that he's an idiot. And he says that he thinks he represents all people in New Jersey. He should take a ride up to Princeton's campus. Let them know that he represents the type of intellect that you'll find in New Jersey.
All right. And Andy, what's your answer to the side today?
I'll tell you, if I was bringing somebody in, and we've done it, we'll drive into Philly, go through the areas leading through the city, and out the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, up Riverview, up Boathouse Row, turn around up there, come back down the expressway where you see the city and you see Boathouse Row. It's a great picture of the city.
That's great view.
Great view, absolutely. And the lights, once had them... For a blue Thursday, when the number of police were shot, they put the lights blue that night. So it's iconic in that way, without a doubt. All right. Which side is Bill Donahue, the head of the Catholic League, on? He's next to kind of separate J.D. Vance and Pope Francis. Hey, first.
Musk.
All right. It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue's omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue February Special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for our listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. RES-Q.com. Don't forget that code Omega, O-M-E-G-A 50, when you buy one bottle of Rescue Omega 3s to get a second bottle free. Again, use that code O-M-E-G-A 50 for fortify your heart and support that well-being with a Rescue Omega 3. All right, Tom Giordano Show, top 10 guest of mine over the years in talk radio. That's heavy-duty country. Always delivers. You can have a beer with him and then maybe argue over something philosophical or not. He's the head of the Catholic League. The one and only Bill Donahue joins us again in Philadelphia. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Well, welcome to you. And, boy, you guys won a big victory there, didn't you?
Absolutely. Woo! Well, you know, Bill, I don't know if you're a Giants fan, but when we have the parade on Friday, we're going to be doing our side question, one-sided deals. And we got to thank the Giants.
Yeah, well, you can thank Joe Schoen, the general manager, who stupidly said, well, we don't need running backs because they don't count anymore in football.
Well, you know what? The Eagles believe that, though, Bill. Fair point. At least we were told they believed it. And then someone talked Howie Roseman into sanity, and suddenly the rest of the NFL understands you have a guy like Saquon Barkley anywhere near that. That's a big weapon.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it was such a crushing victory for them. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Bill, we now have a Catholic in J.D. Vance, someone who became a Catholic, was not raised a Catholic. And I think, you know, I don't know about the theology, but making a point here in the middle of the immigration crisis, if I could break it down, that, of course, you look with generosity first to your family members. That's a normal human instinct. It doesn't mean you're shunning the rest of the world. Then you move out. And the Pope feels that's worthy of a letter to the bishops on this.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, the Pope is wrong. I don't normally say that. And he got that information from Father Martin, who's the big LGBTQ advocate. First of all, both Martin and the Pope are wrong to go after Vance because what he said about the Good Samaritan. He never said a word about the Good Samaritan. It had nothing to do with it whatsoever. What he was talking about was St. Augustine in his concept of ordo amoris, that is to say, love set in proper order. Now, Vance is not saying that the Good Samaritan idea, that your neighbor is everybody, shouldn't be the object of your love. He's simply saying that the beginning of it ought to be those closest to you. That's what St. Augustine said. So I think there's a lot of people getting ahead of their skis on this. And quite frankly, the woman whom I wrote a book about defending her from her critics, because Christopher Hitchens and a few others, Mother Teresa, I think she said it better than Vance, better than the Pope, Martin, or anyone. Quote, "It is easy to love those who live far away. It is not always easy to love those who live right next to us."
Boy, Bill, isn't that a great, I'm not using spin derogatorily on this, that, yeah, it's easy to say, love this, because you don't see them. You don't see their frailties. You don't see when they disappoint you, when they let you down and all, and your love has to conquer that.
In the most radical extension, I'm not attributing this to the Pope, but at the most radical extension of what he's saying, I think is downright dangerous. And I say this as a sociologist. I know what Marx and Rousseau are to the left. They're their intellectual heroes. They're responsible for the deaths of, in the case of Marx, of about 150 million people. They loved the whole world, both Rousseau and Marx. Rousseau had 5 illegitimate children, never supported them, never even gave them a name. Marx impregnated his maid, pretty nice for a communist, impregnated his maid and never supported Freddie. And in fact, Engels, his colleague on his deathbed, admitted that that kid was actually Karl Marx's. He assumed paternity. But they loved the whole world. See, that's what I'm saying is dangerous. It's always easy to love those people, like Mother Teresa says, who are far away. They're faceless people. What about the people, right? Let's just begin in your own family and then extend outwards. Now, Vance got it right, and he took it right out of St. Augustine.
Bill, did you ever meet Mother Teresa?
No, I did not, and that was my loss. I wrote a book about taking on her critics, and I love her. She, to me, is the greatest role model I've ever seen in my life, for men and for women alike.
Yeah, and just, you know, how many people, you know, when you say mother before their name, we know exactly who's coming after that. I mean, I have to check out that book, because I don't know enough about her. Bill, the other thing with the Pope, we get this linchpin of human dignity. I didn't see a lot of those language directed to the bishops vis-a-vis Biden and the abortion issue. And this issue of illegal immigration and deporting criminal aliens, at least at this point, that's not undignified. That's not transgressing on any of that.
Well, the Pope did grant that latter one on that to some extent. But, you know, you're right in what you say. And quite frankly, what Vance was saying, and nobody picked up on it, he says a lot of the far left has completely inverted this whole idea of, about love. They seem to hate the citizens of their own country and care more about people outside their own borders. Well, that's absolutely true. The left hates America. That's not a secret. Just go on their websites. The Nation, you know, all these left-wing, Mother Jones, there's no end to them. Slate, Salon, we look at them every day. We know what they stand for. So all he's simply saying is, don't tell us about this. And the Vatican, of course, just recently in December, they increased the penalties for anybody who crashes their border, their wall.
Yeah.
They increased the penalties in December. Well, we have borders, too.
Yeah, it is just stunning to me, Bill, to see that play out. So what are you looking at now? What are you writing about now? What's the Catholic League's main focus?
Well, I am very excited about what happened last Thursday. President Trump came out and said he's going to start a presidential commission on religious liberty. And specifically, he said that Attorney General Pam Bondi, who I think is a great human being, she's going to be in charge of a task force to investigate anti-Christian bias in the federal government. Well, there's no organization in the country which has more troves of documents on this subject than the Catholic League. We are, at this moment, the staff is preparing a boatload of documents that we will put in order to give to Pam Bondi. I want to work cooperatively with them. Now, I'm not saying there haven't been Republicans who have been anti-Catholic. There have been, but they are dwarfed by the number of Democrats. I am an independent, for the record. I was a Democrat, and I was a Republican. I'm happily independent now for over 30 years. But my point is this. Unfortunately, it began with the Clinton administration. Don't take my word for it. Ray Flynn, the former mayor of Boston, who was the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, complained about anti-Catholicism in the Clinton administration. But the real problems began with Obama, and then taken to new heights with the, quote, devout Catholic president, Joe Biden.
Why? So why Bill, would they be gone after Catholics? You know, you think we settled that with Kennedy and we moved on for a period. Why are we reverting? What is it?
The Biden administration was at war with anybody who accepts a more orthodox understanding of Christianity. That would mean evangelicals. It certainly would mean Roman Catholics. They weren't going after dissident Catholics. They were going after practicing Catholics, and they're going after the ones in the pew. Why? Because they tend to be pro-life overwhelmingly, and they understand that sex is binary. All right? There's only a man and a woman. There's no third, no fourth, no 59, no, you know. So they regard those people as the enemy, which is why they stuck the FBI on them. Now, I've written to Jim Jordan on many occasions, and his staff has been cooperative with us. We've got a lot of documentation on this. We can't let this go on. I mean, now, we deal with all aspects of society. This commission the president set up with Pam Bondi is going to be the task force chair on anti-Christian bias. That's going to just extend to the federal government. We know about the state, the local government. We know what's going on in Hollywood, in the media, the arts, education. But we're only going to deal with the federal government there. And unfortunately, remember, when I was a kid growing up, everybody, every Catholic in the name, in the neighborhood, was a Democrat. They would never join the Republicans. That was for Protestants. And now, of course, what's happened is everything's been inverted. That inversion took place in the late 60s and the early 1970s, so that by 1980, the pro-abortion party was no longer the Republicans. It became the Democrats, and vice versa. It was very interesting to see what happened in that kind of an intellectual somersault of the 1970s.
Bill, I'm so glad that you're going to be involved with the Bondi thing and that Bondi's involved with that, too. Are you part of the committee, or you're just going to be strategizing with them?
I'm just going to be strategizing. I haven't been named. They're very beginning stage. So I don't even think they have their own committee set up themselves. But they say they're going to be reaching out to organizations. And since there's no organization in the country which documents this for a living better than the Catholic League, obviously we're going to be in touch. They know who I am.
Good, good. So, Bill, where do we go for the Catholic League?
Just simply go to the website, CatholicLeague.org. CatholicLeague, one word, .org.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bill Donahue here on Talk Radio 1210, right out of the box. Now, the Pope is wrong. A lot of action on that yesterday. Not one person thinks, and Donahue put it beautifully there, Mother Teresa, right? Who would be out of step with Pope Francis? For me, who do I think is closer to God? Well, I think Mother Teresa is a little closer than Joe Biden and Pope Francis. But the idea of what Vance was saying, that this Pope sends a letter to the bishops to have them enforce this, that somehow or another it has to do with illegal immigration. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with something or someplace you would take someone you bring into this area. Include the Jersey Shore, include all that in there. It's National Tourism Day. All right, we have more from the Democrats yesterday coming up. And a new idea that makes a lot of sense, America's Checkbook, where we could actually see what the Department of Treasury is spending. I hope Trump bites on it and does it. All right, that's on the Dom Giordano Show. All right, that's, I guess, a Democrat reference here. Big parade on Friday. We'll be in the center ring right there near the Art Museum. How's the bathroom situation, Dan? I didn't get a chance to talk with you before the show.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's going to be...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm there starting at 5 a.m.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be skipping my morning routine, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it.
By noon, I'm sure.
Oh, maybe before. All right, we got to work that out before we can work in those. Maybe we have to get Donald Norcross over. That seems anti our rights to be working at. All right, a couple of things. One, I'll get into this at 1 o'clock. The Biden, this is such an interesting thing. I was never a fan of being able to pay athletes, but the way the NCAA has worked it out now is, in truth, if somebody's using your likeness, using advertising, then why would you not be able to reap the benefit of that? Well, the Trump administration just struck down what Biden was going to do with it. And it's not a sports story. It's a story of the difference of the crazed mindset of the Biden people versus common sense again with Trump. And I'll tell it to you at 1 o'clock. But here's Rachel Maddow. This is Cut 7. Tulsi Gabbard was just confirmed. I thought she was going to have the most difficult time at confirmation. RFK may or Cash Patel may. But here's what Maddow said the other night about Gabbard.
All Republicans in the Senate voted tonight to advance the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence. It's like saying that I could be a defensive lineman on the Philadelphia Eagles. Sure.
Can you imagine?
I would love to see it.
And she's their star. She's the star over there at MSNBC.
All right.
Wait, it's 2025, Rachel. Why can't you be the defensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Why can't Chris Hayes be a linebacker? Can you imagine? You got Chris Hayes snorting at the other side of the line there. You're not running there.
I feel like that's a backwards way of her admitting she believes in merit.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah. All right, here is New York Congress. This will be 23, Dan. New York Congressman Lawler today, Republican from Long Island, I guess it is. He's on, I'm not sure which morning show. I think it was Morning Joe. And they're talking about all this auditing that the American people want. And I could hear tapping on my shoulder the ghost of Irv Homer, who always used to talk about this. Could the Fed be next? Here's Lawler.
The hearing we teased earlier with Chairman Powell. What do you hope to hear from him today? What are your thoughts about the continued independence of the Fed from the White House? We know President Trump previously had suggested he feels like the Oval Office should have a little more of a say as to how it conducts itself.
Well, when you look at how the Fed handled inflation, they didn't really believe it was a problem at first. They were late to raise interest rates, and then they rapidly raised interest rates. They spent the last year plus wasting time on the Basel III endgame, which is, for all intents and purposes, dead at this point. I think the Fed has a lot to answer for. And frankly, I'm someone who fundamentally believes, like all these other agencies, the Fed needs a full and complete audit. So, I have a lot of questions for Jerome Powell, but moving forward, the question is how they plan to handle, high cost of living. I had a very extensive conversation with Jerome Powell over a year ago at a breakfast in which we talked about, for instance, the high cost of housing and right. how that impacts, inflation and everything else. So there's a lot of work ahead. And certainly I'm curious to hear his answers with a new administration in place, right. how he plans to handle cost and inflation and where they are with respect to interest rates and having wasted so much time on the Basel III endgame, what their plan is moving forward.
Okay, so bottom line on this, here's why it's important. If you listen to talk radio the last umpteen years, people would always say, what the hell is this? How do you have this outfit that wants to say, they're kind of like SEPTA, well, we're private, we're not public, we're not part of the government and all that. Yet they crawl with being a government agency. So the Fed, when they want to be independent, say they are, when it shields them, they're part of the government. They're going to be audited now. And I think when they open the books, and Dan, I may have to go personally to Washington to interview Rand Paul. If there's one guy who's spoken about this more than ever, we have to get on. If they audit the Fed, it would be Rand Paul. For years, he's done big things around that. When are we going to take a look at the books? And I think if we take a look at the books of the Fed, people will be shocked of what they're into, the power they have. Who elected them? Nobody. It's all appointed. I mean, you talk about a shadow government or a deep state. It's the Fed. So these are exciting times. Jeff Van Drew will be here at 2 o'clock. We wanted him on because yesterday he gave a speech where he talked about, well, the IRS can audit the average American. Why can't we audit the government? Now, I'm not condoning every way that Elon Musk is engaging in it. I wouldn't have some of the guys he has. You may like that. But the principle is we're auditing the federal government. And we're finding they keep their records in a mine shaft that's a limestone factory. Yeah, it's real. And everybody knew about it. Nobody said anything. Okay, coming up. Big difference here. College sports. We've talked about this over the years. Should people be paid? So the compromise, if you will, is this. They use your likeness. They make money off of you. You get paid. Sometimes Caitlin Clark was probably getting as much almost as playing in the WNBA, or at least certain people would make more if they stay in college. The Biden administration said, you can't do that. You can't give a male athlete more than you're giving female athletes. The Trump administration just got rid of that this morning. I'll give you the details. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.